November 29, 2013, is the Watt from Pedro's Show.
Thank you. November 18th to 24th is National Fuck Awareness Week. What is your FQ? Your fuck quotient. You owe it to yourself to be fuck aware. Do you know which American idols' lives have fucked and which have not fucked? Which have fucked humans of opposing gender? And which have fucked those of same? Which have fucked parties with foreign objects? And which have done it with their fuck organ? Which have fucked well-known celebrities? Which have fucked low-life scum in flea-bait motels? Which have fucked Republicans? Which have fucked in the state of Nebraska? Which have fucked in Canada? Which have fucked seated on a toilet or potty? Which have fucked animals, including ducks? Which have fucked donuts or similar pastries? Which have fucked hell fights of $100,000 automobiles? Which have fucked themselves? These questions must be answered. Can you answer them? For further information, call 1-800-FUCK-FUCK.
Watt from Pedro Show. Happy day after T-Day. It's man alone mode. I'm in here in Pedro for a little while anyway. Not at the Pleasure Point in the Love Grotto with Brother Matt, though. I'm here at my pad until this afternoon when I'm going to get on board an airplane and fly to England. I think it's going to be the very last All Tomorrow's Party gig. It's Sunday, December 1st, Camber Sands. South part of England, with El Sonio de Manayo, Andrea Belfi, Stefano Palia, my fratelli. We get done with the gig. The next day, we're going to fly to Italy, Bologna, and join Fratello Bruno there in his studio vacuum, and make our second album, Canto Secondo. I should tell you what we started with. Yeah, John Coltrane doing alternate version. Actually, Take 5, Giant Steps. Then Tunnel by Sawako. And Fuck Awareness Week by Spielgusser. Yeah, last week was Fuck Awareness Week. Thank you, Richard Meltzer, keeping us informed. And like I was saying, yesterday was T-Day, so here's something from Uncle Bill regarding that.
When John Dillinger, in hope, he is still alive. Thanksgiving Day, November 28, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and passenger pigeons destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through. Thanks to the KKK for nigger killing lawmen feeding their notches. For decent church going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for Killer Queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory AIDS. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache, and you always were a bore. Thanks the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
Money. Oh, sunlight yellow on yellow leaves. Red on flagstripe, bright as lit. Faded colors and sidewalk beds faded. Grass kneeling. Purple heads drooping. House dressed ladies, slow gates, slows. Sunlight on floor printing old bones. Sparrows burst and shatter from shrub to wire to eave to corniche. Crows circle, spirals tightening. Trucks speed through intersections and accelerate. Manure smell from distant farms carries scent of fields not yet grown. It hits you, and you walk out that porch thinking you can meet anything. You crush the barrier of air.
Rock from Pedro show in honor of T-Day yesterday. William S. Burroughs with the Thanksgiving prayer. After that, from the long-lost peer group recording, over 30 years, but it's out now on Water Under the Bridge Records, and it's San Pedro's very own Gina Pusta singing I Saw That Movie, peer group. And something new from David Gerard, Time Traveler 3. Dr. Twin by Dead Reverend after that. Speaking of doctors and time travelers, happy 50th birthday to Doctor Who. The other day, maybe it was last weekend, but I saw a whole day of Doctor Who. These things have been around since the 60s. They came from England. Maybe 63. That's 50 years. Stopped for a little while in the 90s, but came back in the 2000s. I remember being younger, or more younger, and not being able to figure these episodes out, man. They were tough. I know it was for kids, but my favorite doctor was actually the fifth one. I think they're up to the 11. Maybe the 12th one is coming. I don't know. Anyway, No Exits by Automatic Sam after that. Got What by the Sweet Ones. And that's my name. Maybe it's for me. It's instrumental, so abstractly. Thank you so much, Sweet Ones. I think they're from New Jersey. Amplification by Detective Instinct. That's off the new Schumer Songs EP. Brother Ollie put together. I actually read Karen Schumer's words to Ollie's music, and I added some bass. And actually, he used my rough mixes for the final dealio. It's coming out on a 7-inch real soon on Third Uncle Records. Brand new from Melt Banana after that, Infection Defective. Daga Bloom with Adolf Hipster after that. I think the cat in there... the main man of that band is the Knob Man at the Continental Room in Anaheim. That was a neat gig I did with Tom and Raul. Kid Kevin. I think he was doing a residency with his buddies. Downtown, old Anaheim, parts I don't really know, but very interesting. And finally, I Saw Brown by Allegheny Whitefish, which, of course, Mr. Tom Tobacco. You know what? It's gray and rainy here. It's not a lot that way in Pedro, but it is a lot that way in Berlin. And you know who lives in Berlin now? Yeah, his brother Alex in the Dirty Beaches. So let's hear some of that. Thank you.
guía para mis pies, hacia el espacio con volar para la fe. Y yo soy héroe de ciencia ficción, corriendo y navegando en acción. Y yo soy héroe de ciencia ficción, corriendo y navegando en acción. El joven navegante seré mamá, el joven navegante seré papá, el joven navegante seré mundo, el joven navegante profundo. Yo soy y yo soy.
Pedro Show, last chunk of music for the first hour of this edition. You just heard Fuck Rock and Roll, Prac Tape from Television when Dick Hell was in the band. Ahead of that was Seb and the Radics doing Johnny Weissmuller. Got to play with Frere Seb there in Eagle Rock. Nels Klein used to live up there. So Carl Boslich. You know, it's up there by Pasadena and stuff, so I'm not that way a lot, but a pad called Permanent Records, really nice cats there, and yeah, Seb is righteous people, and he plays organ with his toe, and while he's doing guitar and singing and cymbal, and yeah, he's a one-man band, and he's got the brains, he's got the balls, no, the head. He's got the head, he's got the balls. Head, balls, balls, head, head, yeah. Anyway, really good cat. I'm so glad to play there with him. With my second. Speaking of my second man, we just recorded a pretty wild version of the Urinals of Surfer with the Shaw, complete with organ, drum, and bass solos, for a split single with an Italian band called The Chronics. Who, yeah, they took me up on a dare. I said, hey, why not try to do that last song, She Don't Know Why I'm Here? So, let's see what's happened. We got our part done. Now it's up to them. Back to the music ahead of Seb and the Radics was Elmo and the Sticks from Liverpool. With My True Face ahead of that, Chicano Batman, right here in SoCal. With Joven Navigante. Ahead of that was Milo Voya Micha Markovic Jazz Band with Ott Pisani number 2. And start all off with the Dirty Beaches doing West Coast Bird. And it was bitching to let Alex in on some of the Pedro insights, giving him a tour, you know. He got to put his foot in the Pacific Ocean. It'd been a while for him. Best of luck. I think he's starting another tour there in Europe, and this time of year, that can be intense. So safe seas, brother Alex. Keep the keel in the water. Actually, I got a tour coming, but not till. I think the first gig is February 19th, 2014. It's with the Missing Man. We're doing another tour of Europe with the Hyphenated Man Third Opera, but this time a lot of gigs. 56 is what we're planning on. The other Europe tour we did of this piece, maybe 22. So we missed a lot of pads, so we're going to try to hit them up. The places we missed with the Hyphenated Man. Tom Watson, Raul Morales, of course. When I get back from this trip, I got to start pracking again that piece, because it is such a piece. But, you know, a bunch of tours are doing it. I think we've done 5. It'll come back, and we'll be able to put it out for people. In a way that's, not too embarrassing. No. I mean, it's, I'll be 56. But still, the idea of the middle-aged punk rocker, I guess the only thing that'll make it out of date is becoming old-age punk rocker. So, the shelf life is still... Wait. Viable, huh? Is that the word? Yeah. We're at the end of the first hour of the November 29th, 2013 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Him just spieling on his own, sounding like an idiot because he's got nobody to bounce off of. But please, hold tight for hour 2. November 29, 2013, It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
As a citizen of these United Fates, you have the gripe to stand up for your Labradors and retrieve your inalienables, guaranteed to you as a featured creature in this Radiation Underdog.
Thank you.
Todd from Pedro Show. Started off the second hour with Devin, Gary, and Ross doing Peppermint Patty Meets the Phantom of the Opera. Trippy. Green Zone after that from Advanced Sportswear. Existence Fees by Sagatti after that. Mostly Italiano. There's one cat who's from California. Tom. Hey there, Tom. He's busy editing up Chapter 2 of the Hand to Man Band Experience. John Dietrich. Yeah, his buddy Michael on the drums is trying to sit Mr. Tim Barnes. It's been a year now, I think this month. We were over at East Bay. Brother Nicholas at his pad. Yeah. So good luck with that, Tom. I hope you found some bass licks that weren't too much noodle moaning. Sorry to provide you that bit of insanity. I think these cats are from Philippines. They're called Bumbo Pluto Ova. And a tune, Nothing Like It in the World, Minds of Time. And then Yedid Nefesh by Barbez. I think it's a trippy Italian Jewish mixture music culture that Dan Kaufman is exploring there. Barbez, very interesting, I dig it. And finally, Ride by DMF, OC Band, Johnny. Where did we play? We played with them last, me and my missing man. Yeah, Halloween. They call it Mid-City. It's kind of where K-Town is. Pico. Trippy. Good people. Nice day. What did we wear? Yeah, like kind of, kind of as a month ago. Like a Munch, the Scream. But then somebody told me it wasn't. It was some fucking bullshit Hollywood B-movie. So, I don't know. It was easy to breathe through them. I cut miles. And all three of us, first time ever where everybody had the same fucking mask on. Here's something from Mobile. Roman Gabriel Todd's The Beast Rising Up Out of the Sea. Watch the Pedro Show.
My 100 in his name, 10 years in a deep man's head, and nobody's to blame. Hello, beautiful, what do you do? Nothing, he replied, after looking deep inside, but for entertaining me, I've seen what you see. Feel like I've been had, times are good, times are bad. Can't
Juan from Pedro Show. You just heard something brand new from 208 Talks of Angels. Hero of Past is the name of the tune. A group called 208 Talks of Angels. Trippy. Ahead of that was Shame on Town with Why Night. Nearly Boy before that, Voodoo. The Glimmermen with X Equals Out. In front of that was Gold Mines with Not the Lion. Thanks to Bob Teagan in Detroit for turning me on to that. Something new from the Moist Boys, One Cut at a Time. Thank you, Howard Wolfen. Let me know about that. Well, before that was Tearing Me to Pieces by Apple Shift 7. Apple. I think they call it a command key. Why not an Apple key? That's what they said in the old days. A Poison Idea ahead of that with Castration. Yeah, great band. Jerry A. Northwest. Portland. Frightwig Back Together. Bay Area. Group of ladies. Andrew Feldman with them producing. My Crotch Does Not Say Go. And ahead of that was I'm Set Free, which is from the infamous Amplifier tape, Live Velvet Underground. And we started all off with Black Pope from Roman Gabriel Todd's The Beast Rising Up Out of the Sea. I don't know if you guys remember Roman Gabriel, but he was a football player. God damn it, somebody's ringing the phone. Just a sec. Well, you know, I got there and it fucking stopped, so. Ring ding ding a ling. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Roman Gabriel was a quarterback for the Rams. God, was it the 60s? Early 70s? Something like that. If Raymond was here, he'd have something to say. I got to see Raymond. Not much time to talk because he was busy signing, man. Everybody got books of his art. Thank you so much. And his talk with Jonathan left him at the Hammer was bitching. Raymond's like my pop, you know, he strategically uses the art of the pause to get you to try to think for yourself. I'm way into that. And to teach you patience too, you know. It's not all soundbite rock. It's something about conversation being, you know, a mirror of the, I don't know, being a live experience, breathing in, breathing out. Hey, we're at the end of the second hour, November 29, 2013 edition of Wild from Pedro Show. I hear the leash now. Hold tight for hour three. November 29, 2013. It's the third hour. Of the Watt from Pedro Show. Pod for Pedro show started off the third hour with King Champion Sounds doing Here We Go Again. Mind the Gap from Dagger Moth after that. King Champion Sounds, I think they're Dutch. It's AJ and his cats. Dagger Moth, Northern Italy, right? After that, Slender Lois was something live. Milo Eats Play-Doh. Not the clay, but the philosopher. I don't know where they're from. I can't remember. Maybe I do know, but I can't remember like an idiot, and I apologize to the good people of Slender Lois. No, Loris. Slender Loris. Yeah. And finally, Grass Place by Ijinai, which is a Mongolian band. Very interesting cat. Trippy singing. I heard Hongo was related to the Mongol. Speaking. It's trippy. Man, I wish I could speak everybody's talk. I'm just such a slow learner about that kind of stuff. But it still intrigues me to hear it. So I'm so glad all kinds of folks from all around the place is making music. And we got ways of connecting via this internet. As long as we can keep it open like it is. Folks sharing. Because I talked to him, yeah. Real interesting man named Pascal. About trying to keep the internet open. Things happen. Very interesting man. It was Maggie Vale. She used to, her and Toby, along with Slim, did Kill Rock Stars and other, trying other things with a cat named Jesse. Maggie and Jesse has a little group that's trying to, I don't know, let that ethic, where are they from? They're from like the 90s Riot Girl, right? So, yeah. These cats are from Long Beach. It's Ike and the Free Moral Agents.
sunshine with thorns in our chest. We are the only ones. We are the only ones. We are the only ones.
wombats, a vampire wombats, a robot vampire wombats, vampire wombats, a vampire wombats, robot vampire wombats, vampire wombats, a vampire wombats, robot vampire wombats, vampire wombats, a vampire wombats, robot vampire wombats,
vampire wombats, vampire wombats,
robot vampire wombats,
vampire wombats, vampire wombats,
robot vampire wombats,
vampire wombats, vampire wombats,
robot vampire wombats,
vampire wombats, vampire wombats,
robot vampire wombats.
They don't want to hurt you, they're really quite friendly.
Robot vampire wombats.
Although they be undead, they're really quite friendly.
Robot vampire wombats.
When their batteries run low, they get kind of grouchy.
Robot vampire wombats.
Just give them some cow's blood and they'll be your best friend.
Robot vampire wombats.
Vampire wombats, vampire wombats.
Robot vampire wombats.
Vampire wombats, the vampire wombats.
Robot vampire wombats.
The first time I met one, I wasn't for Kipsy.
Robot vampire wombats.
He brought me a sandwich and got me quite tipsy.
Robot vampire wombats.
We went to the ER and got him some plasma. He slurped it and burped it, and now he's my best friend. Vampire wombats, the vampire wombats.
Robot vampire wombats.
A vampire wombats, a vampire wombats.
Robot vampire wombats.
A vampire wombats, a vampire wombats.
Robot vampire wombats.
A vampire wombats, a vampire wombats. A vampire wombat, a vampire wombat.
Pedro Show. Our last chunk of music now is a big one, huh? You just heard Robot Vampire Wombats by the Fuxedos. Ahead of that was, I think they're Bay Area. Ahead of that, from Canada, the Extract with Brunt. And then in front of that, a trippy thing I found. A project called Faux Fum. Two words. I might have named this project, but I... pretty sure it was Crane. Crane was a trumpet man in Minuteman, Project Mersch. Also on the tune The Product off Buzzer Howe. And Yeah. There's some, who was in the band? On the bass, but Dirk Vandenberg did percussion. Dirk Vandenberg's the cat who, he was bandmate of Cranes in Tragicomedy, but he also took the front cover shot of Double Nickels on a Dime. Martin Tambervich was on sax. Martin, singer of the Reactionaries, the band that came before the Minutemen, 78, 79. Crane on urban sitar. I think that's something he invented. And then Kevin Floyd, Various Noises. That was a buddy of Crane and Dirk's. It's because they're from the Hill, you know. They're not really Pedro. So that's Faux Fum. I don't remember when this recording happened. I don't know what the event was. It was on an album called Miscellaneous Artist Collaborations. I know nothing about that either. Just thought it was interesting. Those groups. I wish they would have turned the bass down a little bit. I'm kind of Bogarting. I didn't mean to. I can't remember anything about it. I've scoured my brain and just coming up short. Anyway, we started all off with Free Moral Agents doing Dead Hearts. Martin Tambervich, yeah. Missing him. He's been gone now a while. So, yeah, something like that. And Dirk, I got him a Raymond Pettibone book when Raymond was doing the signing. Johnny Swings, while Johnny's still alive, he keeps swinging or something like that. He's a baseball player in the front. Of course, Dirk's part of the Sock Type Proj. We'll play more of that. I'm going to try to do a show in Italy while I'm doing the album with El Sueño de Mañana. So, hopefully not too big of a gap. I get back December 11th, but I plan on doing a show in between that. So, everybody out there, and be careful with the hard weather, with your health, too. I'll do likewise, and I can't wait to play with my Fratelli, you know? That's been the November 29th, 2013 edition of the Watt from Pedro show. Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.